A young man who was very dedicated to social causes in our world once asked, "Do you really think that God cares whether or not you say your prayers, or whether or not you hold some small grudge, or whether or not you're always polite and respectful to your colleagues, or whether or not you are chaste sexually? Come on, that's pretty small private stuff, and that deflects attention off the bigger moral issues." Well, I don't know about you, but I do believe that God does care, and that God cares a great deal, because in the end, these things matter to us. The small things, as Jesus illustrates in his parables, affect life a great deal. He consistently preached on this great theme of the kingdom of God, and he also taught us to pray for the kingdom, as we know in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come." But one thing that is important to understand is that when we pray for the kingdom to come, it is not something that is a future event at the end of time or at the end of our lives. Jesus preached that the kingdom is here and now on earth. The kingdom of God is something that is not really great and spectacular. We are able, he says, with his teaching, to identify it and to bear fruit from it if we pay attention to the small things, because small things matter. Jesus, in today's gospel, said that the kingdom of God is like a small mustard seed. So small acts of love and kindness, tolerance and compassion are like these small mustard seeds. These things, when we consistently do them, plant them in the world, and make our way of life by them, we are identified then as people of faith who form a gospel community. And we do make a difference. God looks on the little things that we do to change others and the world, and also ourselves. So one person, one kindness, one act of love at a time. When we do these things, just sometimes in my experience, not always, we will see the positive effects or fruits of our planting these seeds. But my faith tells me for sure that I will know the effects of my actions, good and bad, at the end of my earthly life when my judgment day comes. The kingdom of God, as Jesus assures us, is about mustard seeds, about small, seemingly unimportant things which the world may dismiss, but in the long run are important. What is also necessary for this metaphor that Jesus uses? Patience and perseverance. Patience is tolerance as well as action on our part. I need to learn to tolerate that which I cannot change, especially differences in people unlike myself. But I can act to make things better when an opportunity arises. As protagonists of the kingdom of God, our role is to do these little things that will make the world a better place. Certainly, we can all probably say that the world is not perfect, and if we're honest, we can say that we are not perfect either. I know that I can say that, and I admit that there is good and sometimes bad in me that comes out. But God is a merciful God, helping us to grow in his love and in the image of Jesus the Christ. Most everything in our world urges us to think that bigger is better and to not pay attention to the little things. The impression is given that what is private in our lives is unimportant. What is played out on the smaller stage of life, in domestic areas of family, marriage, and our exchanges with our neighbors and colleagues, is important for people of faith. For us, private morality, private grudges, the little insults that we could hand out, our many angers and resentments, the small infidelities within our sexual lives, the many little acts of selfishness, and also, conversely, the small acts of selflessness and sacrifice that we do, and the little compliments that we give to other people. These matter greatly to God and help build up his kingdom.